Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. We are going to take you to the cinema and also watch something at home on the small screen. Susie, what have you got for us this week from the cinema?
G'day, Kat. So, yeah, at the cinema, we've got a new one called Stillwater, starring Matt Damon and Abigail Breslin. Oil worker Bill travels from his hometown of Stillwater to Marseille in France in order to visit his daughter, Alison, who has been in prison for 5 years. Alison was accused and convicted of killing her lover. While there, Bill meets people who tell him they know who the real killer is. Of course, proving his daughter's innocence doesn't come easy, and he spends months trying to help clear his daughter's name.
I'm loving the accents in this trailer. I think it's time to have a quick listen and you see if you can actually even spot Matt Damon. Let's have a listen to a snippet from the trailer.
She's my little girl.
Dad, please.
I'm not going to give up.
It will be a serious mistake to commit a crime. To prove your daughter innocent, it will not get her out of jail. And it will send you in.
Lord, please keep a watchful eye on Alison. Amen.
Yeah, so we all know Matt Damon, like you say. Does he really need any sort of introduction when he's in a film, Kat? So it's Abigail Breslin that I want to chat about. Signs was her first role in a movie, and she was praised for this role, which was followed closely by Little Miss Sunshine, which I adored her in. She gained worldwide recognition in that film. And if you look at her track record, she is lucky enough to have worked beside some of the biggest names in Hollywood, really from a very young age. She's worked with Mel Gibson, Toni Collette, Cameron Diaz, Woody Harrelson, and that's literally just a snippet of the people she's worked with.
So what's this film based on? Because there's actually sort of a twinge of reality in there somewhere.
Yeah, there is. The film is loosely based on the Amanda Knox case, in which the American spent time in prison after being found guilty and then ultimately not guilty of killing her roommate in Italy. She was not happy about this film being made with her story in mind and says the makers of Stillwater are profiting from her wrongful conviction as well as distorting the facts of the case. So I guess you have to take that with in your mind when you're watching Stillwater.
That's interesting, though. And I will say, Matt Damon's been rather busy because, of course, we had The Last Duel that came out not so long ago where he produced that. And wasn't it the first thing that he had done with Ben Affleck that he'd written and starred in since Good Will Hunting? So he's kind of been busy, right?
He keeps himself a bit busy.
This one looks pretty good, though. I think I would quite like to see that. I'll tell you what I definitely will be watching, though, because I devoured the first season. Dexter is back. Dexter New Blood is the new show and it's available on Sky Show.
Yeah, so this one is set 10 years after Dexter faked his own death and turned up in the depths of New York State and started his life as a lumberjack. We return to meet the new Dexter as Jim Lindsay, a man who has successfully suppressed his murderous urges, and he started, you know, a happy life with a job, a love life, and his deep-held secrets of his past are really deep down there. When a series of murders and missing children are raging through his small hometown, those urges, they kind of rise up again, and he must decide if he wishes to fight the urges or let them out.
I really love the actor Michael C. Hall, and I remember thinking that he was such a great actor from way back in the series 6 Feet Under. Do you remember watching that one? Did you ever catch that?
Oh my gosh, loved it, Kat.
Loved it.
Was so amazing in that. Yeah,
loved it. Tried to watch it again a couple of years ago, and it has dated. It's such a shame. But excited for Dexter, New Blood, and fresh shows. This is interesting, though, because they're going to be releasing it weekly. If I did choose to binge watch it, when would I have to wait until? Like, when is the last episode going to be available on Sky Show?
Okay, so we have the first episode out on the 22nd of November, and then every week a new episode will be released. And we're going to have an episode all the way up until the end of January, until the 24th of January. So, you know, you've got some time to rewatch seasons 1 to 8 if you want.
Oh, would love it. I tell you, I did not realize, though, that it was based on a book.
That's right. Yeah. So the book was called Dexter and it's by an author named Jeff Lindsay. Does that name Sound familiar, Kat? So Dexter's new identity is Jim Lindsay. It's a little nod to the writer.
Nice. So I didn't realize that I'd actually watched, what, 8 seasons of Dexter? I thought this was like this was the second season, but actually no, I've already watched 8 seasons of Dexter.
I know, you did say you devoured it, yeah.
Let's have a little listen to a snippet from the trailer of Dexter: New Blood.
This is my life.
Who's that?
Boss kid. No bodies, no pattern. People don't just disappear. There's always a reason.
If she's right, how many other victims are there?
This miniseries gives fans a chance to see what happened to Dexter once he disappeared from Miami and moved to upstate New York. The setting for New Blood is really visually in contrast to the whole previous 8 seasons. Originally, it was set in sunny Miami, and I'm pretty sure in 8 seasons we never saw a coat or a sweater in sight. And now we see the familiar face of Dexter rugged up and really hands-on with an axe in the countryside.
Okay, yeah, with an axe. I wonder how. We'll leave that, and I'm looking forward to catching that one. Also, I know that Debs is back somehow, but not as you think. So that has left a little intrigue. The first episode is out now for Dexter: New Blood. Check that out, and it will be released weekly until the end of January. If you want to binge it, wait until then. And Stillwater is the film that we mentioned, out at the cinema, starring Matt Damon and Abigail Breslin. Check that out. Susie, thanks so much for running us through what's going on at the cinema and on our small screens this week.
You're welcome, Kat. I hope you enjoy all of the shows that are coming out this week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.